Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
As I said, during the course of a year, when you take a look at some of these athletes at the high school level, and you they have a lot of quarterback camps and receiver camps and such, but something that's come on over the last decade and getting stronger and stronger are line camps, whether it be defensive line or offensive line. And they're so important in the maturity of these athletes. A lot of, you know, for years and years, Dade County, Broward County has been trying to put together a pipeline to the next level. And now they are producing some really, really good talent every year. Jordan Budwig, if you remember, was a high school standout down here at university school, went to FIU, and he's now in the business of taking the linemen from a young age and developing them through his five-star line camp. He is kind enough to join us this evening. Jordan, thanks so much for taking the time.
Well, Larry, thanks for having me on, brother. That's an incredible intro from what I consider the greatest of all time down here. So,
well, I appreciate you. You know as well as I do, I mean, the emphasis on the linemen hasn't always been what everybody wanted, but yet it's now turned out if you win the trenches, you win games. And it's always been that way, but certainly everybody's starting to recognize it. Talk about the importance of starting these young men out at an early age, teaching them. And obviously, you know, you could be all the big and strong you want, but if you don't have technique, you're always going to lose.
Yeah, no doubt, Larry. There's the game has been changing so quickly, you know, with rule changes. A lot of people look at the concussions and the hits to the head, and they don't look at the things that have changed with the offensive line and taking cutting out of the game and how, you know, most of us are in a two-point stance to see what's going on. So a lot of what we do up front has radically changed, right? And it's changing year to year. So it's really important that the development is starting younger, right? And a lot of these coaches that we're able to produce down here in South Florida because of what we pay, you know, as you know, it's pretty much nothing, right? So yep. We're not able to have the greatest talent at each individual high school, right? And as good as they try to do, unfortunately, most high schools down here maybe don't have an O-line coach that even is understanding the techniques that these kids should be understanding, right? So I was lucky enough to have Coach Luque at University School, as you know, and blessed to be developed at the highest level, right? And I was able to play as a true freshman, get into college, and seeing the advantage of that early development has made me so passionate about impacting the youth today. So my program starts as young as 8 years old, and I train up all the way to professionals, and I'm really passionate about building a culture of development for linemen in South Florida, right? We have so much going on for the skill players year-round with 7-on-7, and there's a ton of passion about that. And look, we produce the best skill players in the world, but I'm going to be the guy fighting for the offensive linemen of South Florida and pushing them to understand what it takes to play at the level that they want to play at. It takes a lot, and it takes dedication, not only to the craft, but to the weight room, right?
Yeah.
Just because we're born with the height and the length, it doesn't mean that we're going to be able to produce and do our job on the field, right? At the end of the day, we have to develop our body to be our weapon, and that takes years, right? It's not just something you can snap your fingers and do.
No doubt. Jordan Budwig joins us, a five-star line camp, not only here in South Florida, but in Jacksonville. He kind of expanded into Duval a little bit, which is a great thing because, as we know, throughout the state of Florida, everybody's doing the same thing, trying to get these linemen exposure. And, you know, the one thing, too, Jordan, over the last couple of years, and I go to camps all summer, and I see these seven-on-sevens, and you figure, wow, look at all these skill kids, and the linemen have to sit home, and they don't, you know, they're not part of the team. They don't feel, but now they've added that dimension to it. Cause you go to a 7-on-7 and, you know, I think University of South Florida kind of started it when they had their sling and shoot 7-on-7. What they also implemented is line camps, and they had them over the last, you know, the couple of days that they do, and they run, you know, the college coaches from the from USF and some of their local high school coaches give instruction. Talk about that, not from just a learning standpoint, from a camaraderie standpoint and from being part of a team, because, you know, I mean, when you played, here you go and you see all your guys, all your McGarrett Kings and all these guys going off in different directions to go to these camps. But here as a lineman, you didn't have that same, you know, that type of opportunity. Talk about the value of being able to be not only a part of the team, but be able to learn while you're being part of that team.
Yeah, no doubt. I think, you know, it starts with what we're incentivizing, right? Who we see as the great player. You know, I grew up down here really not wanting to be an offensive lineman, right? Coach Luca had to drag me from defensive line over there. So, you know, in our culture in South Florida, a lot of these kids that are built to be offense and defensive linemen are maybe pushing back against that and rejecting that, wanting to be a skill player and get the ball in their hands, right? And, you know, from that perspective, South Florida needs to put more focus on the offensive linemen and defensive linemen and how they develop. But, you know, what we've been doing down here and what I see going on, especially in the youth parks, is we have great programs, you know, going on where these kids are attached to a team and attached to the development going on, and then we lose them for months at a time, right? And in South Florida, these big boys aren't picking up a second sport. They're not picking up weightlifting or wrestling. They're picking up Fortnite and Call of Duty. And they're sitting at home. So I'm trying to come up with creative ways to get these kids off the couch and get them connected with their team. So you see a lot of these colleges doing lineman camps, doing 5-on-5 events. And I love that. It gives the kids an opportunity to compete, right, in one-on-one pass rush in front of, you know, scouts and at the highest level. But that's really one aspect of our game, right? So my question to those people is, what are we doing to develop as a pure lineman? Right from the ground up, looking at that skill set as a whole, not just one aspect of a game. I've seen, you know, offensive linemen I developed that are the best at one-on-one pass rush, right? And they are five stars, and they go off to these schools, and they're not able to play at a high Division I level in those systems. It's not just about being able to one-on-one pass protect. It's about much more than that, right? Yeah. So developing that skill set, talking about that lineman being able to get together. I mean, really, Larry, you can educate me more, but I'm becoming more and more frustrated with the coalition of coaches that we have in South Florida. I mean, it's very difficult to find people that want to collaborate, that want to work together for the betterment of these kids, you know, and it's something that's frustrating, but something I'm trying to find ways around, you know, working with the right people like you.
Well, I hear you 100%. You know, we had Torian Wilson on last week, same thing. You know, he's trying to do the a lot of the same things, you know, trying to get these coaches motivated and, you know, so, you know, to be more proactive, you know, with the kids. Obviously, you and him and other line, you know, coaches can only handle a certain amount of kids. I mean, you know, you know as well as I do. You look back when Coach Luque started out, he had that little group, you know, maybe 6-7 kids, and how much you could learn from there. And, you know, and I see a lot of those, the products of what you guys have done and, you know, what Torian has done, you know, on the fields every week, and certainly makes a huge difference. Jordan, let everybody know how they could get involved, because obviously we have a large group of people that listen every week, and no matter what it is. And as we say now, you're up in the Jacksonville area as well.
Yeah, we actually got my fellow teammate from FIU, Neil Mars, who's actually a practicing attorney up in Jacksonville, but passionate about the U. So that's what we're offering. He's still looking for field space, so I know Jacksonville people have been hitting me up. Give me some time for that. But the best way to find us is on our website. That's 5, the number 5, star, S-T-A-R, studs, S-T-U-D-S, and then it's at .org. So 5starstuds.org is our website. You'll see everything we have going on there. Larry, I'm taking, you'll see at the front, I think you put the logo on Twitter. I'm taking a little bit of a different twist to it. I'm actually launching a lineman-only flag football team. So
oh, wow.
I'm doing a little bit less competing and trying to find fun ways to get these kids running around, right? All these linemen want to prove that they're tight ends and quarterbacks and all these things. Well, it's an opportunity to actually, you know, get them running around, get them having fun with football. And hopefully trick them into losing a little bit of weight. So
awesome.
The best way to find us is our website. And then our most popular social media is our Instagram. That's 5_star_studs.
But yeah, Jordan, I can't thank you enough, brother, for coming on. Great seeing you out at the All-Star game. Hopefully we'll get out and cover an event.
No, brother, I appreciate the time. Thank you for having me on this great platform. And it's actually, my dad was a crazy Miami Hurricanes caller at 562 AM. So it's actually nice to try to fill that chair.
Awesome. Jordan Budwig, I appreciate you, brother. If you're a lineman, there's a great advantage.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.